Hello everybody and welcome to our summary and reflection of the third week. So this podcast is going to be about history and anthropology, archives, bibliographies and visuals. During the second week of the course of research in Africa in the 21st century, the lecture was generally about ethnography and the process of understanding African societies from the base of the social pyramid to the top. The session combined a glance for ethnographic research, observation, and the subjectivity of the researcher, which reminded me of the different qualitative research methods that should be used chiefly in fundamental research analysis. So for the third week lecture, it is about the use of archives, bibliographies, visuals, etc. The session contained readings and semi-formal interviews with the guest speakers, who are Professor Walter Nekwi and Vera Bakker. The Dutch Veteran Interview Project, IPNV, is an initiative of the Veteran Institute in Doorn. The chain interview managed to collect 1,000 life story and war testimony by all veterans who served for the Netherlands Army in the span of 71 years, from 1940 to 2001. The main reason why this initiative was taken is to understand the Dutch military culture and to understand the personal perspective of people who go through extreme changes, in our case from civilian to military. And of course, to implement the importance of personal historical documents. The methodologies are the following: a multifunctional database of processing general data, a broad metadata scheme, a semi-structured chronological topic list for future listeners, and finally, exploiting the multidisciplinary potential of the sources. In the first methodology, the main objective was to create a data management system that could not only monitor the workflow of data gathering and processing, but also anticipate the requirements in future researches, guarantee the use of that data to both historians and social scientists, who can create a user-friendly broad metadata structure for the interviewers. The broad metadata scheme was used to gather not only professional career data, but also personal, that could both be used to enrich the military history. It would also provide these testimonies as cultural heritage. The methodology used was to ask about random things like ranking, education, family, and so on, and then build up to more important and story-relevant information such as military career, tasks, units, etc., and of course ask about any documents needed. The interviews were organized in a chronological topic list for future listeners. The interview went as following: asking about life pre-military, their family, education, and training in the armed forces. Then moved to the years spent abroad in the military service, first adjustments, tasks, contact with loved ones back home, free time, etc. Then the last part would be the life after the military. How did they readjust professional perspectives, living as veteran, and what you are proud or not proud of, and so on. As stated before, one of the goals was to guarantee these data to be for all the multidisciplinary potential possible. Hence the question asked. The study covered the psychological, anthropological, and historical fields. How did it influence your mind, the social meaning of what you were doing, and interpretation of the past? The researchers made sure that the study would be accessible to as many people as possible. 1,030 interviews were accessible to researchers, and only 80 of them were embargoed. The data gathered was used in several other fields, especially in exploiting the potential of digital data. They applied new technologies, provided broad access, and securing long-term preservation, as well as other topics. The interviews, for example, got taped and translated to 25 other languages, they developed a new platform for publications online, and all the data collected was processed to meet the CLARIN standards, which stands for Data Format, Metadata Category, Persistent Identifiers. All the data would later on be archived into the electronic archival system and be open to the public when needed. The dataset is relevant for different audiences because the collection was useful in history, media studies, memory studies, social psychology, linguistics, anthropology, sociology, and so on. So researchers can benefit from the digital structures. This, the general public can also learn about the military and other examples. So the historical work, bibliography and archive are really something to look into and to analyze from its perspective. The historical anthropological approach in which archival research and bibliography interviews used are very important. That is why for this week we were asked in an assignment to make a podcast on an archive where we explore a personal archive or make a life story, either based on literature or based on an interview with someone. And in my case, that you can find the link below, I interviewed Sarah Erehiwi and I recorded it as a podcast where we talked about the identity of her as an individual, as a Moroccan, and then the conversation deviated to a more historical approach about her origins and ancestors, and then it went to more of archives and the memories of her. So thank you for listening to our podcast, and goodbye.